Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Tes. Kilayim Daf Tes, and we are on Tesma Beis. The last daf here in the first parak of Meseches Kilayim, Parak Achitim. Parak Achitim. So, we are in the middle of a conversation. The Gemara quoted the interesting machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said that Kilayim is right when it leaves the hand, right? If it's Kilayim when it leaves the hand, two seeds, and it is in a place that's ro'i lizria, right? Not in the sea, not on rocks, sloim, trashim. So then, as long as that's true, so then Rabbi Shlaka says chayiv, even if it lands in separate from each other, right? Shnei minim bebika, shnei minim bechurva, we said, or there's a gather in the middle. Rabbi Yochanan said pater. Rabbi Yochanan said no. There's no zria goes by the totsag. Zria goes by. Did it actually fall in the place? We said maybe there's a parallel, somewhat machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash. In Hilchas Shabbos, but that is the Gemara quoted Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan that machloket. So we said Reish Lakish admits by Shabbos that you have to have hanacha. Okay, so then we said is the Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan because the Mishnah's language is Hazorea Chita V'Saora Ka'achas. Right, if you are Zorea Ka'achas, Ka'achas is that just like again the Mishnah back on Dav Zayin. Sounds like if it leaves the hand at once, Zorea Chita V'Saora Ka'achas, Hariza Kilayim, that's Kilayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not, that's not Kilayim. So is that Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan? So we say no, because Pater La, the Mishnah is a case where it fell within six tachim of each other. Within 6x6, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that it's going to be Kilayim, not because it left the hand together, but because it is within 6 tefachim of each other. So the Gemara says, if it's within 6 tefachim of each other, so would Rabbi Yehuda argue in that case? Rabbi Yehuda would argue in that case and say it's not Kilayim? So the Gemara answers, yeah, you're right, because the Gemara, the Mishnah later on, talks about Yerakos, on Daf Chavtes, and says that Rabbi Yehuda requires only one tefach between Yerakos, so to here, you'd say the same thing by Tvua as well. So that's what where we ended off, that the Gemara said we would apply Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Yerakos also by Tvua, and therefore in Echinami, in the Mishnah, even though it's between one and six Tvachim, that it fell, that would be a machlokas, so Rabbi Yehuda would matir in that case. So now the Gemara asks on that, really? Would Rabbi Yehuda matir in that case? Wouldn't he make an Issa Drabanan? Let's see. Amar Rabbi Yossi, man de boy makshi al hada de Rabbi Zeira. One would want to ask on Rabbi Zeira's kasha, yalif hada de Rabbi Yehuda min de Rabbanan. You would learn parallel the Rabbi Yehuda shita from the Rabbanan shita. Kama de Rabbanan amrin, just like the Rabbanan say, be iser beis rova, lilkos shisha al shisha, regarding the iser de Rabbanan of Kilayim, it's a base rova, which is a much larger shear in between Lilkos, but for Malkus, Shishal Shisha. You're looking at Malkus if it's within six tefachim of each other. That's really the Issa d'Araisa of Kilayim according to the Rabbanan. So can Rabbi Yehuda Amar? So too we would say Rabbi Yehuda. Be Isser, Shishal Shisha, Lilkos Tefach. Even if you want to say that the d'Araisa is only within a tefach, that you're going to get Malkus for. Wouldn't he Aser me d'Rabbanan? Something larger than that? But 6x6 tefachim? Vatani Rabbi Yehuda Matur. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say Mutter? Lamaisa, in the Mishnah we just explained, based on the answer we had to give for the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah's talking about a case where the seeds landed within six tefachim of each other. So you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda says that's mutter totally, not even aser mid rabbanan? We'd rather not say that. So Rabbi Yehuda said it's aser daraisa within a tefach. So lechora he would bump it up one shear for the iser drabanan of six tefachim. So that is the Kasha on that Reb Yosa says that you could ask on Reb Zeira's answer. Reb Zeira's answer that we just gave, that yeah, Reb Yehuda would say only one tefach. What do you mean only one tefach? Within six tefachim, he should say it's aser mid rabbanan. That is the kasha. There is no answer given to that question in the Gemara. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam's psak, and we'll have to get back to this when we get to those Mishnayos, the Rambam is mechalek, lamaisa, between tevua and Yerakos. And the Kesef Mishnah says his source is this line that we just read, right? Maybe he reads it as a question, but if you look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Kelayim, Halacha Tes and Halacha Yud. Halacha Tes and Halacha Yud, the Rambam is Mechalik. How much Harchoka? Let's go back to Halacha Ches for a second. Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, Halacha Ches. V'shi'urim rabim yesh bar chagazu. Right? How much, you know what, let's go back another Halacha Zayin. How much do you have to be marchik for kilai zroim? Remember we said kilai kerem, you have six tefach away from a vine and four amos away from a vineyard. What about when it comes to kilai zroim? What do we say? Two words, marisayin. How does it look? So the Rambam says it depends on the what's growing and it depends on how it looks, as we'll talk about. How much do you have to separate between mine zraim that are kilayim? Kidei sheyu nirin muvdalin zemizeh, so that they look separate. They have to look separate. That's unbelievable. That's the shear, says the Rambam, that you have to go by. Avalam nirin shenizru bir buvya reza aser. If they look like there was planted bir buvya, that's a problem. V'shiurin rabim yesh bracha gazos. There are many shiurim regarding this. Hakol lefi godel asade hanizraas ulefi rochev haalin v'shilua chayonkos. Right, it all depends on the size of the field and the width of the leaves. Right, not only we had leaves help determine whether they're kelayim at all with each other. Remember the shape of the leaves and the and how we would look at it. We had daf dalin. We had you go by achar hapri, achar haalin, and even achar tamapri in terms of determining which items are kelayim with each other. But here we go by, let's say, the size and the how it grows in terms of determining the distance between each. And then the Rambam says, Ketzad, I'll give you two examples. And he gives an example about Tfuwa, and he gives an example about Yerakos. Ketzad. Sadeu shehaisa zeruah min Tfuwa. You have a field that has Tfuwa, that has grain. Upik ish lezeruah betzida min Tfuwa, and you want to plant wheat next. You want to know we have wheat, and you want to plant barley next to it. Acher basade acher es marchik binei base rova. You have to separate it by a base rova, which is a larger. Vuke eser amos v'chomesh ama, more than 10 amos, by 10 amos. Meruba. Bein mina emsa, bein mina zad. V'im lo haya beneim kishir zeh aser. And if it doesn't have base rova in between them, by tvua it's aser. Because they look, if they're closer, it looks like it's birbuvia. Vein aloke, achi yukrovin betoch shisha tvachim. Malkus is only within 6 tvachim. So by tvua, the Rambam says, base rova, and 6 tvachim. Halacha yud. Haisa sadeo zerua yerek. Ubikesh lezroa betzida sade yerek. Acher. You want to plant vegetables next to each other. Afilu dala'as. Marchek bein shtei asados. Shisha tvachim ha shisha tvachim ruba. 6 by 6 tvachim. Bein min emsa bein min atzad. Vupachos bishir ze aser. Less than 6 tvachim is aser. Bein alokach yekrovin betoch tefach. But you only get malchus if it was within a tefach. So the Rambam is mechalik. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam and says, I don't understand. This sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Amar Avram, ein dvarim alalu amurim elo das Rabbi Yehuda. Avol das chachamim le'esor beveis rova v'lokos b'shisha tefachim. Ul Rabbi Yehuda le'esor b'shisha v'lokos b'tefach. So the Ravid says, isn't the Rambam quoting Rabbi Yehuda? We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Radvaz wonders whether the Rambam had a different girsa. But the Kesef Mishnah says, Yesh lomar da hasam tvua betvua. Vacha yerek beyerek. He's mechalik between yerek and tvua. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say the shear of base rova and shishal shisha. I'm sorry. Maybe he rebuked him and said the shear of shishal shitva and tefach by tvua and by yerakos. And the Rabbanan would say, it's the larger shear by both. But the Rambam's mechalik. There's a chalik between Tfuah and Yerek. And Behanir Ali, and then the Kesef Mishna adds, Vanir Li Kedas Rabbeinu. I think the Rambam's right. The Garcina B'Yerushalmi Sofer Kamet Kelayim. He quotes this line of Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yehuda Bedaiti, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Vichulu, and you learn Rabbi Yehuda from the Rabbanan. Umefarish Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Lo Pligi. And the Kesef Mishna says, maybe the Rambam understands that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are not arguing. De Rabbi Yehuda Myri Yerek B'Yerek. He's talking about Yerek B'Yerek. Ukin the Mefarish B'Milsi B'Sad the Yerek Telach Rabbanan Ayri B'Tvua. Hainu D'Stam Tana B'Mastis and Tvua B'Tvua B'Srova. Yerek B'Yerek Shisha Tvachim. D'Mashba D'Leka Plukta B'Milsa. V'Cheche D'Leka Plukta B'Shi'ura D'Le Isser. Hachanami Yiglamer D'Leka Plukta B'Shi'ura Lilkos. There's no Machlokas, says the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe that's how the Rambam understands. And that would answer the problem of the Rive. If you look in the Torah's Rhyme, again, the Torah's Rhyme says this in a few places in the Sefer. Torah's Rhyme is Rav Pramanshik. He wrote the Emek Bracha on Arachayim, but if you look in the Torah Ezra, I'll just read you one of the places here in the Hakdama to Maseches Kelayim. V'nira lomar bazeh, dehine yesh lachkar be'ikr dina de kilay zroim. I want to talk about the ikr din. Again, kilay akerem, we have more objective shiurim. Kilay zroim. Im hu talui b'min greda, Is it tali on the min? Dekal sheim beis minim chalukim asur mishem kelayim. O debinon gankim sheyu chalukim b'to'aram. Aval imhem domim zela zela gamre. B'kol ofanei shivui. Aft, if they look exactly the same. After be'etzem toldasam. V'gidulam heim beis minim. What if they're for sure two species? But they look exactly the same. Mikol makom yum b'to'ar mishem kelayim. Maybe it'll be mutter. Kivon deshavim heim b'to'aram. U'masasi pitaron l'safek zeh. Midivrei harambam. Right, Midivrei Rambam. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam in the halacha right before the one that we just read. Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. Im Yesham Shnei Sheisham Zraim VeIlanos Acheros Avo Bishen Beis Minim B'Tivam Hoava Alin Shel Zed Domin La Alin Shel Zed O Pri Shel Zed Domin La Pri Shel Zed Dimyun Gadol Achiyur Kebeis Gavanim Miminechad Lo Chashulan LeKelayim Zed Al Zed Shein Hochim BeKelayim Ella Achar Maris HaAyin. And this is from the Yerushalmi. This is from the Yerushalmi that we just read. How does it look? Hay mavur lahedya da'af shein beis minim chalukim mikol makom kivim deshavim b'to'aram v'domin lozel lozel dimyin gadol. Since they're similar, ein by mishim kilayim. There is no kilayim. And then he quotes. He quotes the Yerushalmi that we have back on Daf Aleph. Rishami reish kilayim ksiv sadchalos izra kilayim ha'isi omer. I might have even said too many chitim, too many saorim v'chulu until we say the hava. Remember that hava mina that. Even if it's to mine chitim, I would have said it's kelayim. Hare, the ilav de pirish be begadim. If the Torah wouldn't have explained by begadim that there's kelayim, two different types only. Hav amina to kol sheim chalukim b'torah. I would have thought it's two different pieces of wheat, but they look different. After be'etzmei minechad havi kelayim. El v'yafinu mi begadim divina gam kem sheyu chalukah b'minam. Kol ze be'kelay zraim. Right, that's the that explains that havamina that we said a little tzarachian. The havamina is that you just go by what it looks like. If it looks different, then that's it. That's kilayim. And the Torah Zerahim adds though, make sure you remember this is only by kilay Zerahim. Aval bekilay behema ikaru hutali b'min. Avshim shavim heim b'toar. But by kilay behema, it goes by the species. It doesn't go by what it looks like. Could go nidme Rachel bas eiz im Rachel havi kilayim zebazeh after Torah echalohem. Kivatim beis minim. Where there's two minim. And the raya the zeh brings a raya from the Gemara in Makkah stuff chav beis. Fascinating Gemara where the Gemara talks about marbiya shoral gabi shor b'psuli hamakdashim. Loke v'achoresh p'sul hamakdashim loke. If I plow with one animal with a shor p'sul hamakdashim, an ox. That's pasul hamakdashim. So it's a karban, but it became pasul. So it's a little bit lost. It's sanctity. The Rambam says you get malchus. Get malchus for that, even though it's one animal. It's an amazing Gemara. We'll have to get back to that. Baso akasav kibayz gufim. After Torah lahem, hari lahedyo dutali b'min gredetz. One animal. So obviously it doesn't go by maris ayim, but it goes by the min, and there are two min in there. There's hektish and there's chulin in that animal. Okay, so that's the first line that we have here. So again, the Gemara said, ask the question on Rabbi Yehuda, but we get a lot out of the halacha from that line. So we continue now. Says the Gemara, Vikasha, there's more in that Marisayan line, but we'll come back to it, Beth Hashem. Vikasha, second line, and now I'll ask you another question. My time with Rishim and Lakish, Rish Lakish was the one that said that Kilayim goes by what it is when it leaves your hand, if it's in the world of Kilayim, right? It's not on the rocks, it's not in the yam, it's near field, and if it leaves your hand. So Gemara says, "Kivicho zibdof yadol lezera chayiv." So write it where it leaves you in your chayiv. Atadina b'yuda omer eno kelayim. But if Reish Lakish holds that it's kelayim, the second that it leaves your hand, so how would Rabbi Yehuda ever say mutter? How would he say mutter if Reish Lakish also lines up with Rabbi Yehuda? So the easy answer is, the Gemara says he doesn't line up with Rabbi Yehuda. Pater la achas shetenuach. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you go by when it lands, meaning Rabbi Yehuda goes like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Reish Lakish. So it seems like the parallel Machlokas Amoraim is the Machlokas Tanoim, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara of Atani Rabbi Yehuda Matir, lo afilu nachar Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So now the Gemara asks, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees that at least within six tfachim it's going to be a problem, so then he would allow you holding it in one hand and throwing it? Shouldn't he aser mi drabanan based on that? Right, they might land close together. So how would he even allow releasing it together? Wouldn't that be dangerous? Amar Reb Hila, Reb Shem and Lakish kedaite. Reish Lakish must follow his shita. Amar Reb Shem and Lakish, b'shem Chizkia. Reish Lakish says the name of Chizkia. This comes up later on. Rosh Torah abal mechurva mutter. Rosh Torah. We're going to get to the sugis of Rosh Torah later in the Masechta. Rosh Torah is, let's say I have two fields next to each other, but one of them is square, and the other one is a square, but it's diagonal, that it's like a diamond. So the corner of the diamond is touching the square field, so it looks like two separate fields. That's called Rosh Tor, even though they're next to each other. That's a classic example, Marasayim. It looks clearly like two separate fields, even though they might be touching each other. You could have two fields that are both square next to each other, that are very close to each other, they're separate. There's space in between, but it looks together. And then you could have a case where it's touching each other, the Rosh Tor, right, and that would still be mutter because it doesn't look like each other, right? So that's the Gemara later on Daf Yud, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talk about this also on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara talks about Hayarosh Tor Chitim Benichlas Betoch Shal Saorim. See that Mishnah later on here in this parak. Mutter Bebreishu Nira Kisof Sadehu. Right, it looks like the edge of a field, even though they're right next to each other. So there's a discussion there. If you have two fields that were kilayim, and then you got rid of most of one field, but what's left looks like a Rosh Tor. Is that good enough? Or do you say it has to start out like a Rosh Tor and start out looking separate? So Reish Lakish there is Mako. Reish Lakish says, as long as not right now, right, the Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish from Chizkiyah, Rosh Tor Abame Churva Mutter. If it's Rosh Tor that came from a field that got desolate, so it's Mutter. Meaning as long as the Lamaisa looks different. So here the Gemara says so too. According to Reish Lakish, even if you throw a couple seeds, if you have two seeds that, even if they're near each other, but they look separate, they're two separate seeds, right? So here, so that wouldn't be a problem. Look at the Mara fold up. He quotes the case that we just described. Mixas It still looks like a Rosh Tor now. Dainina like a Rosh Tor, it's still Mutter. It's Mutter now, even though it used to be a problem of Kilayim. Vehacha. Ilu beis garinin nami kirosh tor mechurva nechshavim. Two seeds, they look separate. Two seeds fall on the ground, so that's not planting in the same hole. They look different. Reish Lakish would say that is mutter, even though Reish Lakish had a big chumrah that you go by when it leaves the hand. But you have the heter of rosh tor lefichach mutter af b'hanacha b'shnayim. Right, it would be mutter even if it's within proximity. Good, says the Gemara, and that's what just finished the Mara folder. The Hashal the Fizet Tarakam Rav Yehuda Afilu Below Churva Pliki. Right, they're arguing without anything desolation. They're arguing about seeds. Tanakam Avi Kilayim both Si and Miado. Even if you want to say Reish Lakish somehow is like both opinions. The Tanakama would go by right when it leaves your hand. The Yehuda would say it's not Kilayim unless it's a Hanacha, and they look like they're one on top of each other. So says the Gemara, wait a second. So if you're telling me that each time there are two seeds, they are not kilayim, but Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah agrees that there's kilayim when there are three seeds. Me'ata filu shnei chitim v'saora. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, two are not, but two chitim and saora is a problem. But according to this svara, that it looks if it looks separate like Rosh Tor, so then you should say even three seeds are mutter. So the Gemara says two words, v'cheinhi. Unclear. Is v'cheinhi a statement or v'cheinhi a question? If you look in the Ma'ara folder, he says v'cheinhi is a statement. In Achinami, three seeds is would be mutter if they're not on top of each other. Right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, no, it's a bit me of v'cheinhi. V'tataninan. Achi, he says three. Achi, u'shnei chita v'sara, o'chita achas v'shei sara, o'chita achas v'sara v'kusemes. Right? It's three seeds are a problem. So, what do you mean? I thought you have the heter of Rosh Tor. So the Gemara answers, you're right. If you could look at three seeds, let's say you could look at three seeds, and you could imagine that these three seeds are the edge of a field, like the point of a field, and there are three points in one area. So then you could view them as three Rosh Tors, and they're not Kilayim. But let's say the seeds surround each other. So let's say one of the seeds you can't look at as Rosh Tor because it's surrounded by the other seeds. So patala chita mikan v'chita mikan gader mikan v'gader mikan v'sara chavusha v'emsa. What if you have a barley seed? On two sides of the barley seed are wheat seeds, and on two sides of the barley seed is a fence. So you can't say that this barley seed is coming from the leftover of another field, and this is the Rosh Tor. It's surrounded. So that's the case of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda would agree is Kilayim. So Rabbi Yehuda's Reish Lakish would be a very limited view of Kilayim. Even though Reish Lakish has an expanded idea of Kilayim that it goes by when it leaves your hand, but when it's actually on the ground, if it I guess it has to have that potential. But actually on the ground seeds, unless it's chavusha be'emsa, you have the heter of Rosh Tor. You have the heter of Rosh Tor in certain cases. Amar matanya hadas tamar she'en sham churva. That's exactly what is meant when we said, this is only if there is no churva, if there's no way to look at the seeds, right? In the Mishnah, it's be asur with three seeds, only if there is no churva, you can't look at it as an extension of a previous field. But if it's an extension of a previous field that it has become desolate, then it is mutter. Hadron lachachitim, we finish Baruch Hashem, the first perek of Meseches Kilayim. So we continue now, Kol Sa'ah. Kol Sa'ah Sheisham Rova. So how much of a minority in Kilai Zroim would we say is significant? That we know there's a concept of bittel. Concept of bittel, and therefore if there's a tiny amount of a minority seed within a larger, so maybe we just say forget the little seed, it's not considered anything significant. So kol sa'ah sheisham rova, zera mimin acher yemai. Every sa'ah that has a rova, a quarter of a kav, every sa'ah that has a quarter of a kav, which is 1/24th, if it has 1/24th, the seed of the minority is at least 1/24th of the majority, that's too much. And therefore, you have to somehow take away the smaller seed. The Gemara will talk about it, Hashem. We'll get to issues of bittul isur lachatchila, as we discussed back in Maseches Demai. The source of that really is the Mishnah in Trumos. But the Mishnah says, so if there is 1/24th of the little smaller seed, you have to somehow either make the small, as we'll see, you got to make the minority smaller or make the majority bigger. So the Tanakhama here says you might make the ratio smaller. Says the Marafolta, you might oso min acher hama'urav bo, acha yifchas me rov akav, until it gets less than rov akav. V'yisbatel b'toch ha'sa'ah, then it will be batel. Umutel lizra'a, v'enasar b'shem kelayim. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, same thing as the Tanakhama, but what does the Tanakhama say? You got to make it a little less, and then you can leave it, as long as it's less than 1/24th. Rabbi Yossi says, if you start making it less, and then you leave it, and even if it's now that it's less than 1/24th, but you started to remove it, and then you stopped. What does that show? That shows that you're interested in leaving whatever's there. Once you start removing it, you're right. According to Rabbi Yossi, if it would be less than 1/24th to start, then you say, forget it, it's batel. But if you started to remove it, then you have to go all the way. Mikivan, says the Marafolda. Mikivan shehuskak lema'et yasir akol. Once you have started to be mema'et, you have to remove everything. Mishum, demechzi kimekayim kilayim. Because it looks like you're being mekayim kilayim by leaving it. Mikivan shehischil livrar imlo yivrar hakol. Since you started to be borer, take it out if you're not mevar everything. Aval mitchilas abachas berav ashari. He would agree that if it's you started off with less than 1/24, that's fine. But it can't be that you started and you left some out. That's the first machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. Could you just take off to make it less than 1/24th, or do you have to take out everything once you start? Bein mimin echad bein mishtei minim. Next line of the Mishnah. The 1/24th doesn't matter if it's one or two minim. Whether that rova is from one min or two, if they're two different minim, they could combine to the 1/24th to be kilayim with the larger major vegetable. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amr ela mimin echad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's got to be one min. Each one is you calculate separately for the 1/24th. V'chachamim omrim, kol shu kilayim b'sa'ah mitzarif l'rova. The Chachamim say, the two minority ones both have to be kilayim with the majority one. Then they can be mitzarif. Meaning he holds like the Chachamim hold like the Tanakhama. Right, meaning you could have two minim that combine, but the Chachamim say both of them have to be kilayim with the majority one. The Tanakhama then memela comes out of Chiddush Gadol. Even if only one of the minority is considered kilayim with the majority, the other minority one could be mitztari for the shear of the minority to make 1/24th, even if it's not kilayim with the majority. Look at the Marafolda. That's an amazing shita. The Chachamim omrim, Ika meitana kamal hachamim could go. What's the difference between the first and third opinion? Sounds like the same. They could be mitzarif. The two minorities could be mitzarif. The nafkamina is, do both minorities have to be kalayim with the majority, or only one of them? Ika beitana kama lechachamim kagom saas saorim sheish ba, the majority is barley, saas orim sheish ba rova shibola shual the kusmin, right? There's shibola shual and kusmin as the two minorities. And if you look back to the first mishnah, the mesachta, saorim and shibola shual are not kilayim with each other, not kilayim with each other. So if you have saorim and shibola shual, just that would be fine. Problem is you have saorim, shibola shual and kusmin is kilayim with saorim. L'tanakama tzarech l'mayit. The Tanakama says you have to be a mayit here. L'chachamim ina tzarech l'mayit. She'ein shibola shual kilayim l'saorim. She'besa'ah. Because the shibola shual is not kilayim. L'fichach ina mitzarif gamken l'kusmin. L'chashiv rova l'mayit ha'kusmin me'asa'ah. The chachamim say it's not mitzarif. Because shibola shual is, it's a different min than saorim, but it's not kilayim of saorim, so it's not going to be mitzarif for the kusmin to be to create a problem. But the Tanakama would say it is. Because it's a different min, even though it's not a min of kilayim, it can be mitzarif to the min of kilayim to cause problems. Good. Two issues that we have to talk about, at least two. The Tosfos Yantif on the Mishnah says, 1 minute. We're talking about bittul, if it's less than 1/24, then it's going to be batel. Don't we have the principle that if something is nikar, if I have, I don't know, one non-kosher hamburger that got mixed up with a lot of kosher hamburgers, if I could see, if I could identify the non-kosher hamburger, you don't rely on bittul. There's no bittul if nikar ha'isser. So here, nikar ha'isser, it's a different grain. Why should bittul take place if it's less than 1/24th? V'tamiyali milsei as the Tosfos Yantif. Dolo shayach bittul barov ela kishein nikarin tibi nikarin ein shayach lomar bittul. Look in the Shulchan Aruch yaradeya simin kuftes. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in simin kuftes, the Shulchan Aruch says, chaticha she'ena ru'uyi l'skabit. A piece of meat that is not ru'uyi l'skabit. That's a separate din. If it's ru'uyi l'skabit, if it's a chasha piece of meat, then it's not batal. But let's say it's not a chasha piece of meat. Shenis arva ba'acheros. That I got mixed up with other pieces of meat. Min b'mina yavesh b'yavesh. It's not liquid. It's just min b'mina. Dahainu she'ein nivlal. V'ha'isr omid ba'atzmo. Ela shenis arev ve'eino makiro. Those two words. That's what the Tosfos Yantif is referring to. You have pieces of meat that got mixed up that are not recognizable. What's the isr? What's the heter? So then, the Shulchan Aruch says, chad b'tshrei batel. It's batel barov. Batel barov, what's called chad b'tshrei. And then you have the different opinions, three way machlokas bishonim, umutu la'achlan adam echad. One person could eat all of them, kolachas bifrei atzma. Avalo yochal shloshtem yachad. One person could eat all of them, but not all at once. Right, even though they're all batel, one of them, so you say, iser nefach leheter, but not at once. Right, v'yesh misha osu la'achlan adam echad, afilu b'zachar zeh, and some say not. Right, that's a day of the smog, that one person shouldn't eat them all together, one after another. The Rama b'chein yish linog lecharchila v'yish machmirin lahashlech echad olitin lovik ochavim, and some say you should throw one out. Right, that's Rashi Shita. Ve'eno elochumra ba'alma. That's about how to what kind of behavior you should have once you say it's all bata. But the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that the Rama adds eino makiro. So what's going on here? They're relying on bittul. Just look for that grain. So the language of the Rashba in the Tshuva, he talks about something similar. The Rashba in the Tshuva in Aleph, Chelek Aleph, Simin, Reish Nun Tes. We'll read it if we have time. Lo nitna tor l'malach esharis. It's impossible. There's clearly always a little bit of grain. The fields aren't perfect, right? You always have a little bit of grain from another one. So sometimes you have a little bit of grain. Lo nitna tor l'malach esharis. They're abundant to give a shear. Yeah, I'll read you the language of the the Rashba. Vafilo the Rabbi Yosi Damar Yivrar Lo Amar Elak Shahamin Ha'echa Nikarbo Dahashta Mechsi Kibikayim Kilayim Halav Achilo Vatambazeh. Even Rabbi Yosi, who we said later on in the Mishnah that was Machmir, not only if you started, but if it's less to start, you leave it. Vatambazeh Mistavar Mishum De Lo Efshar De'i Efshar Sholo Yetze Bisade Preda Achas Mi min echad vites arasako oshe yivrar biyad kol zera she yisra. Your farmer can't go through every seed. Right? Velo nina Torah lemalachei asharis. The Torah wasn't given to malachei asharis. Hilkach, right? A principle that comes up in various contexts. Hilkach kol shesarif batel umutu lizra lachad chilav ein osim shiv zorak yalayim. And the Tosfos Yontif just adds in, similar to what we were just talking about. The Tosfos Yontif says, kimluhul rabbanan, shatora lo asra ela kasher roche lizra kilayim. Only if you're interested in being zorak yalayim, avok she'ena rotze. If you're not interested, lo asarta Torah. There's no din dara isa dara isa if you're not interested, kilayim. Ela shachachavim asru b'pnei maris ha'ayin. V'natnu shir l'davar gam patru b'memayid miksasan shehem amru v'hem amru. There's no maris ha'ayin here. And if there's no maris ha'ayin, you might even say, like the Tosfos Torah Zeron was saying before, even in the world of dara isa, even in the world of dara isa, it would be... it's an issue of Maris Ayin, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. The other issue to bring up is the Rishonim. The Rishonim Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Aleph discusses, the Gemara there talks about if you have one thread of Shatnez, right? Shatnez we'll have to get to, Kilai Begadim, comes up later in the Masechta. So if you have one thread, it's going to be Kilayim. There's no minimum amount of Kilayim in a Beged. So he asks Tosfos, what about Bittel? Why don't you say there's bittel berov when it comes to shanis? Right, we never heard of that, but you got to answer that question. As Tosas, v'im tamar v'liftel beruba, the Gemara says, beget sh'aved bo kilayim lo yim kerena lo v'gochavim. You have a shirt that that had kilayim in it. You can't find the kilayim. You can't take it out. You can't sell it to a guy. He might sell it to a Jew. Why don't you say bittel berov? Answers Tosas. V'yesh lomar de lo shayach bittel berov elok she'isr mu'ra beheter. Aval kilayim Sheshneim heter v'ne'esaren al yedei ta'arovas tach asra meruba kamo hamuat. Tosfos says that there's no bittel when the whole iser is created by the mixture. If you have, when's bittel? You have iser beheter. Iser beheter. But if the iser is created by the mixture, there's no bittel. So you got to work out. The Rosh here discusses, what about basar b'chalav? Basar b'chalav, it goes by the mixture, and there is bittel. If you have shishim, keneged b'chalav, there is bittel. And what about our case? So you have to say, shiny kilai zroim. Right, kilai zroim is because it goes by Maris Ayin, as we started talking about. Or the whole thing, loaded in the Torah of Alachai Asharis. So one of those, and that would be how you get out of this issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here.